You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
And hey, don't kid yourself. We're coming to you live tonight right here from the DFN.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. You are live.
What are we?
What?
What are we?
We're live.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Well, if you want to be happier than Bill was there, you need to go to 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. That is the place to be, right there in 12 Mile, for everything sports.
Mark, now, Bob Page comes to town. He says he wants to get together for lunch. What do you think I'm going to take Bob Page, a broadcasting legend?
You texted me, showed me pictures. You said, I'm at 24 Seconds with B. Page tonight.
That's right. You know why, Mark, because 24 Seconds has many local craft beers, including Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers.
I think there's probably a few people watching the Tigers and the Wings tonight over there at 24 Seconds for sure. And if you know, and maybe you know,
maybe just the Wings now since it's 4-0 Angels.
Right, since the Angels are kind of in blowout mode, but you know he's got the shuttle downtown. He makes it happen. Bob really gets it working for you, and they have great drink specials. I mean, every day, all the time. As you're watching games on the big screens.
Also, Mark, they have great knockout food specials, including the homemade mac and cheese, one of my favorite comfort foods, you know that, plus the blackened tilapia. Today I had, Mark, one of your favorites.
Philly cheesesteak?
I had the Philly cheesesteak with no bread, though,
oh,
but it was delicious.
I bet you it's even better without the bread.
It was very good.
Now I got to have bread because their bread is pretty damn good. Anyhow, it's how sports were meant to be viewed, eaten, and drinking. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, right there in 12 Mile, past Greenfield, between Greenfield and Coolidge, 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get 24 Second.
All right, let's get you caught up here, dude.
All right, yep, we have a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, again, quick check. Still no score. First game, round one, Stanley Cup playoffs. We're about 4:40 left of the first. 0-0, Red Wings and your Boston Bruins. That's where it stacks right now at TD Garden. Nothing happening in the first 16 minutes of the first Stanley Cup playoff game of this playoff season for both the Bruins and the Wings. Angels have taken that 4-0 lead on Drew Smyly and the Tigers in the third. Howie Kendrick with a two-run jack, his first homer of the season. And that's where it stands. Angels 4, Tigers nothing, and Jared Weaver has a no-hitter going after two at Comerica Park tonight. College baseball, West Lafayette, Indiana. It's in the fifth now. Michigan leads Purdue 3-1. Still no score, Michigan State, Indiana, and Oakland U taking on Youngstown State later. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Second period at Tampa, the other cup playoff. Game two now for the Lightning and the Canadians. No score in that game. So we could have another long night there, just like it was a long night last night for the Blackhawks and the Blues. Three overtimes. Won by St. Louis, thank you. My pick to win the Lord Stanley Cup. Stars and Ducks go at 10. Anaheim leads that series 1-0. Other baseball, American League, Toronto and Cleveland, no score fourth. Baltimore leads Boston in the third at Fenway, 2-0. Yankees up 4-0 over the Rays in the third over at the Trop. White Sox, Texas, Minnesota, Kansas City just getting started. Houston and Oakland at 10:05. National League, Cincinnati beat the Cubs this afternoon 4-1. St. Louis, Washington tied at 1 in the fourth. Also in the fourth, Pirates lead Milwaukee 2-0 and Atlanta over the Mets 1-0. Philly, Colorado coming up yet tonight. Two others start after 10 o'clock. One interleague series during the third inning now at Miami, and the Marlins lead the Mariners of Seattle 3-2. PGA Tour Heritage, round two at Hilton Head. Rain suspended play. A lot of guys have to get round two done before the cut is made, and then we get to round three for the weekend. KJ Choi, clubhouse lead with a 67. He finished his second round. He's at -5. It's a one-shot lead on Robert Allenby, but Allenby's only through five on his second round. Luke Donald and three others at -3. NBA playoffs start tomorrow with four games. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Adrian Dantley, Mark Aguirre. That was such a big deal when that happened. Back in 1989, after 42 games played, Adrian Dantley, AD, was shipped off to Dallas for Mark Aguirre, and Aguirre became part of lore. He became one of the bad boys, and quite frankly, Adrian Dantley finished his career 2 years later, and he was done. He was already in his 30s when he was with the Pistons, and there wasn't much left in the tank after he left here. He was, the air had been kind of taken out of
him. Yeah, and, you know, he looked at it as a missed opportunity. I understand the frustration. If you saw the 30 for 30 of the Bad Boys and you have any comments about the Adrian Dantley and the Isaiah feud, Adrian Dantley obviously still upset. Hit us up, 248-848-1130.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, happy Easter weekend, Mark and Rob.
How you doing, Tony?
Pretty good. I love all Pistons chatter, especially the good old days.
Chatter, Pistons old days.
So what did you first give us? Tell us what you thought about the 30 for 30.
No, DVR'd it, Rob. I haven't watched it yet, but I did. I love to talk about it, so I'm going to always.
Okay.
Rob thinks that DVR doesn't exist yet. And that you can actually wait to watch things.
No, I just thought he might have watched
it. Rob. It's the same as TiVo.
Right, okay.
Explaining. It's the same as TiVo, Rob.
Right, since I never used TiVo either.
Anyway, Mark, and you can look it up, Rob. You know what I vividly remember about the AD for Mark Aguirre trade was the Pistons were in the middle of a six-game winning streak. And we pulled the trigger during the middle of y'all could double check. I'm $100,000 on it for sure, positive.
Tony, I know you're right.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa! I don't know if they talked about that yesterday.
Wait, we have breaking news. Hold on, I got something for you. Hang on 1 second. Is this on, Gary?
Anything for you?
Hold on, we got something. Wait.
Upset alert! Upset alert!
Holy! Andrew Romine has broken up Jared Weaver's no-hitter.
Would you stop it, Mark? It's only the top of the third. What no-hitter?
I had to do it. Plus, it's our first use of the upset alert.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, we got it.
You must have jinxed it, Mark. But anyway, I was always more of an AD guy, Rob. I just love this style of play. I remember him from Utah. And then, obviously, we had him for – Pistons had him for 87 and 88.
Right.
So I always liked him way more than Aguirre. I know that's Isaiah's boy.
I understand that why he was upset, though. I mean, I get it. I totally.
Oh, for sure. Do we know what did he whisper to Isaiah the first time they played, Dallas played us? Remember?
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I think it was, seriously?
What did he say, Mark? Can you keep it clean?
No, it wasn't clean. I can't say it. But I've heard that it was what was said was a use of a bad word.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought it had to do...
Isaiah was still smiling when he said it, but that's Isaiah for you, right?
Exactly. He'll kill you with that kindness and that smile.
I thought he had something to say. It was something about he can't wait to see him again next time live out back or something.
Wow. Anyways, you know what? As a fan, I have no regrets because 89 and 90 worked out well for Pistons. So I love AD. I know you can't give him a ring or a playoff share.
No. He wouldn't want a ring that he didn't play on a team.
Tony, can I tell you where this kind of thing comes to a crashing halt, this whole Dantley-Mark Aguirre story and talk about? And I knew it then. I remember dealing with Mark Aguirre and even talking about it with him then. And that is, Mark Aguirre is not the most personable guy you've ever met. And he didn't really endear himself to Pistons fans. He's not the kind of guy that goes, you know, he's like John Sally, who was always very... Look, we all know John Sally was a much more popular person than he was a player. He wasn't that great a player.
No, because he was a comic. He was funny.
He was a funny guy.
Self-style comic.
And Mark Aguirre was never Mr. Yuck Yuck, I'm heading over to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
Good point. Yeah, and matter of fact, Mark, Rob, always, I used to joke about it. You could have plugged in Kurt Rambis in that spot, and they still would have won in 89.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think
Tony, you could have played them at a one.
That's just the body who would have cooperated. And remember they told him, Mark? I always laugh about it, me and the guys he used to work with. Shut up. Come off the bench. Lose weight. Don't say nothing.
And
just learn how to play defense.
Right, and you'll get a championship.
Thank you, Tony.
248-848-1130.
Jeff, out in Belleville, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Now a month in. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm glad you guys are back. I followed you through your travels throughout the dial, up and down.
Up and down. We've been all over.
Up and down the dial. Maybe you and me, Jeff, were meant to be.
And I've been right with you guys. First of all, man, you got to stop this AD talk. Pound for pound, the better player was Mark Aguirre. Hands down. Dantley held the ball too long.
I totally agree.
He slowed the pace of the game down.
Yeah, that's why they were on a six-game winning streak, and they went to the finals the year before with him. Come on now. Don't make it.
Hold on, Rob.
All right, but I'm just trying to say, don't act like They didn't succeed with him.
They
That's all.
Went to a higher level with Mark McGwire.
Where they were going to go with him, Rob, and they went to the finals. Yes. I mean, I'm sorry. They did go to the finals with him.
Yes.
Yeah, they lost to the Lakers.
Yeah, they lost the game seven to the Lakers. But Rob, come on now. He keeps saying he didn't want this to be Isaiah's team. Man, everybody back then had their team. Bird was Boston. Magic was L.A. Jordan was Chicago. It was Isaiah's team. And James Buda Edwards said everybody knew that. The whole world knew that. Danny just was a bitter old man. And I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he didn't get a ring.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why he's bitter, and I don't know why you would take it out on him to say you're glad
he's
he didn't
a bitter
get,
old man.
You're glad he didn't get a ring.
Man, hey, I love you guys. I'm glad you guys are back, man. I listen every night.
Thanks, you. Jeff. Appreciate it. Why are you going to rip on AD like
AD's
that?
AD's a bitter old man. You know what? I can see him. Get off the lawn.
You know what AD is after death, right? AD?
AD. And this is 25 AD. This is 25 AD. It's Hassan. Is that Hassan?
It's been a long time, boy.
Dude! Wow. It's been at least 6 years.
It has.
What's up, Hassan?
Oh, man, I watched that 30 for 30 last night, and I was just fascinated with just the relationship that group engaged himself into. It's just amazing to me that they took down two dynasties. And they basically, I mean, that was one heck of a team they assembled.
That was Jack McCloskey. It was 100% Trader Jack. That's who assembled that for that whole thing. There was nobody else.
I'll tell you this real quick, and not to get off. Hold your point. I don't want you to lose
your
thought.
Hold your water.
But real quick, had the Pistons won the 2004 team, had won in 2005 and beat San Antonio, that team would rival the Bad Boys if not surpassed it. When you think about, they didn't have any star players to win two championships and knock off the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq and Tim Duncan Spurs.
You got it.
It would have been unbelievable, but they didn't win the second one. Go ahead.
What's amazing, but I agree with you with that, but, I mean, they got away with a lot of stuff back then that you cannot get away with in today's basketball age. So, I mean, I do agree with you with that, but for them to take down not only the Celtics, and then they had to go through the Lakers, I thought it was just an amazing team.
I don't think the Trailblazers get enough credit. I think that what they did to the Blazers.
Yeah, well, the Trailblazers never won. They had those good teams, Kevin Duckworth and Clyde Drexler. They had players.
I think what the Pistons did, though, to them was prevent the Blazers from going further. And I think that ended that day with 007.
Buck Williams. Remember the team? They were loaded.
Loaded
the Portland Trailblazers.
And I think that the Blazers were primed to be the next great thing before Michael Jordan.
You remember when they split in the first two games and they thought, it's a wrap because the Pistons never win. We used to never win in Portland. They had lost.
Rip City, baby.
They had lost like 23 straight
in
or something.
Rip City, yeah.
And before they go there. And then they went three straight.
Right.
Portland thought once they got the split in Detroit, they weren't coming back.
That's how great that was. But that's why I bring this up. Because you're benching Hassan. Because you said he took down two franchises, Celtics and basically Lakers, for the time being. Well, he also took down Portland. Because Portland got to a level, never got back again.
Now, can you guys, I mean, between the Celtics and the Lakers, didn't they have like seven championships between them in that era?
Yeah, five with Pat Riley and was it five or four at that point? I think it was four at that point.
The Celtics had four?
No, they had four. They had two.
Right.
Boston had two. He said between them.
Oh.
Between the Lakers and Celtics. But L.A. had five of them. And Boston had two. Yeah, they had two of them.
I don't know. I thought it was a great show. Very well documented.
Well, you know what? Those 30s are all good. I've yet to see a bad one. I don't know about a bad one. And you know what? One day, who knows? They might make one about the 2004 Pistons, too, because that's a story to be told.
I got to be honest with you, though, Hassan. If you have a choice to watch either a 30 for 30 or CPO Sharky with Don Rickles.
CPO Sharky.
Go with CPO Sharky. They're doing some tribute to Don Rickles.
Stop it.
I saw his name on the Hey, wait. You know how significant Don Rickles is? He was trending number one on Yahoo today.
Wow.
Give it up to, 90-year-old Don Rickles.
Well, go ahead.
One more thing, guys. I can't believe that the president is still there to this day. He was a young-looking guy back then, but
who was
the president? Wilson? I forgot his name, but.
President of
the Pistons president? Oh, Tom Wilson?
Tom Lawan, yeah.
Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson.
Well, Tom Wilson's with the Wings now. Or Olympia.
He's talking about Tom Wilson. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, with the Pistons at the time, right.
Hassan, you do know that he was around since the 70s.
Right. He also starred once in a
Was it Barney Miller?
Not Barney Miller. Buddy Upson. What's his show?
Oh, yeah, Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah, Tom Wilson was an actor. Did you know that, Hassan?
He was an actor?
He was an actor in Hollywood. He happened to somehow wingle and wangle his way towards Bill Davidson, and Davidson liked him and hired him in the organization with Palace, not Palace.
But he's in an episode of Barnaby Jones.
He's done a couple of television shows way back in the day, in the 70s.
Okay. Mark, you watch too much TV.
No, Rob brought it up. He's the one who told you that. I just know his background. I never saw him in the episode with Barnaby Jones.
Well, what's it called? Bill Laimbeer was in, was a slee stack in... what was it called?
Sleestack.
Yeah, what's that show?
Land
of the Lost.
Well, Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker did Magnum.
He was a sleestack when he was in college.
Anybody ever see Alan Trammell and Sweet Lou do Magnum?
I didn't see that. All right, thanks a lot.
I love Robert the Hand.
All right, guys. Yeah, good night.
All right.
See you, Hassan. Don't be a stranger. That's Hassan. You remember he used to call us all the time?
Yeah, I know. I remember.
It's the first time in 6 years we talked to him. He's one of the names I actually remember.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Casey and Buster, I've never heard of.
If you still have any more comments on,
the
30 for 30.
My favorite thing.
Just because I can't. I wish I would control it because, trust me, I would pull that phone and I would hang up. Yes.
You would get rid of them faster?
Well, I mean, at that point, Mark, he was doing something else. I could hear him fiddling with something. I mean, right?
You know what you heard? He was fiddling with his live button.
It was live?
It was live.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
That's what I was trying to tell us, on.
We're going
to
get the jollies out of this one, believe
me. We are.
All right, more on this, and then we're almost halfway home, if you can believe it. It's almost 8:30 already. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man. We'll keep you tabbed. Let me give you a quick one. Hold on. Hang on. Don't even think about going anywhere. Keep the music playing. No score after one. Wings and Bruins. Nothing happening.
And it's 4-1 Angels over the Tigers.
Someone just get a nice hit?
No, Torrey Hunter had an RBI single, two-out RBI single.
Okay, T. Hunter. So it's 4-1 Angels at Comerica, and the no-hitter's over. And the Wings and Bruins. No score after 20 minutes of play in round one, game one. We'll keep you tabbed all night. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
It's time now for On This Day in 1984 as we look back to the Detroit Tigers' magical run to the World Series 30 years ago. It's all brought to you by Comerica Bank. After 4 days off, four in a row for weather issues, the Tigers were finally back at it against Kansas City at Tiger Stadium. Only 12,000 showed up on a cold April 18th to see Jack Morris battle current Padres manager Buddy Black. Detroit led 3-0. By the way, he was Buddy and not Bud back then. Detroit led 3-0 into the eighth inning with Rod Allen going 1-for-2 as DH with a run scored, mentioning every game that Rod Allen played in 84. Morris put two on in the eighth before Royals right fielder George Orta slammed a 3-run homer off Jack to tie the game at 3.
I remember him.
You remember Orta, don't you? Was it the White Sox, too? Morris left after 9, and Willie Hernandez pitched a perfect 10th. Joe Beckwith replaced Black, and in the Tigers' half of 10, Alan Trammell led off with a single. Dave Bergman sacrificed him to second. Yeah, even Bergie laid down a bunt. A Lance Parrish ground out moved Tram to third before Larry Herndon's ground ball was booted by the great second baseman Frank White. Tram scored, and it was a 4-3 walk-off win for the Tigers. Lance had 3 hits. Tommy Brookins had 2 hits and an RBI as the Tigers upped their record to a perfect 9-0. Kansas City fell to 5-6. The Tigers would incur their first loss of the season, loss number one, the next day, but on April the 18th, they were still perfect, as I mentioned, 9-0. 30 years ago today, on the road to the World Series. It's all brought to you by, every day, this whole season, Comerica Bank. Look, there have been good points all made about Adrian Dantley and Mark McGwire. And I don't disagree with what you say in that realm, but I'm telling you, I think Isaiah and he probably doesn't like the word con man, but I think if you ask him today, Zeke, what about you and Dantley? He'd say, look, bad relationship. Some things went down that shouldn't probably have either A, happened, or if they did, they were done for a reason. Sometimes people get caught in the crossfire.
But the con man thing is because Isaiah just has that smile. You know that, Mark. You know that
grin.
Oh,
yeah. No, come on, man. I've seen it a million times. I mean, every time.
I get
it.
And what else are you going to say? I mean, I understand.
Remember the fight between Isaiah and Lambeer? Somebody's hand, who was it? Lambeer's hand got broken?
Yeah,
remember the fight?
So. Yeah, yeah.
I remember talking to those two guys at the palace that day when something went. I can't even remember. That's why I can't remember whose hand it was. But they got into a fist fight, Bill and Zeke, for just a moment. And I'm telling you, smiling all the way, telling me that nothing was wrong. I mean, I got one-on-ones with both Bill, and I don't know why. I think it was Lambeer. But it was Isaiah just giving me that smile. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
Nothing happened.
Have you seen my mother? She's here today. Mary's here today. Go say. She always used to say to me, say to Mary.
Oh, Isaiah.
Remember that he did commercials for, like, DTE and Mary Thomas did commercials. Yeah, he could. No. There's no question. You never knew if he was coming or going with the way he talked to you. But that was his charm. That was the beauty of Zeke.
I'm just
and we
saying,
saw it for 13 years.
I understand. If I was on a team that went to the finals and lost in game 7, come back the next year, you're on a 6-game winning streak, and I get dealt. I'm the bad seed.
Right.
I'm the guy.
No.
Right? Mark, because that's what you basically.
Look, you know why we're talking to you, Adrian? Because you didn't win 2 rings. Because you had to be traded so that Mark Aguirre could win 2 rings. Yes. It was the 80s. Yes, it's 2014. He's still pissed. Get over it. And I could see Adrian Dantley being that guy that kind of holds a grudge.
Easy for you to say. I mean, you know, get over it. I mean, that's something that in your
career... No. I'm not saying that's my feeling on it. That's what they're saying to him as to why we're talking to you.
Right, okay.
He has no other worth. He wasn't part of it.
Right.
Not really. He has no worth other than he's the rube that had to be dealt so that Mark Aguirre could finish the job to get him to the championships.
Only 3 innings for Smiley. That's it.
Luke Putkonen?
First start of the year, Mark. 3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs.
All
not
right.
A good outing.
Not good. No, not good. And see if they can hang on and can maybe get a win. Take them off the hook for a bit. All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. We're halfway home. Our number, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Easter weekend.
It's a Good Friday, Mark, and we're live.
We are live.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Oh, my God. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.